When the Soviet Union launched Sputnik into space in the late 1950s, it put the U.S. on notice that the realm of outer space was now a place to not only be explored, but perhaps used to launch weapons that could destroy vast cities. How the U.S. responded is today's feature on The American Countryside. Tractor Supply Company is collecting donations to support grants for FFA chapters nationwide, and you can help. Donations can be made in-store or online with a purchase and will fund the National Grants for Growing program, which supports hundreds of agricultural projects nationwide, like school gardens and beekeeping stations. Donations will be accepted until February 24th, so head to your nearest Tractor Supply store or visit TractorSupply.com to donate today. Since the program started in 2016, Grants for Growing has raised more than $2.2 million for the National FFA organization. Help us raise these numbers by donating today. This is Andrew McRae inviting our listeners to join me on a railroading tour of the Canadian Rockies featuring agricultural highlights August 3rd to August 12th. Fly to Calgary and experience breathtaking views on our train journey to Vancouver aboard Via Rails Canadian. Then a scenic ferry ride takes us to historic Victoria and the Bouchard Gardens. Agricultural features include Vandermeulen greenhouses and Golden Ears cheese crafters. All airfare, great hotels, and more are included. Call Holiday Vacations at 800-826-2266. Or just click on the link at AmericanCountryside.com. When the Soviet Union launched their first satellite, Sputnik, into space, the U.S. knew that country could soon have the ability to launch nuclear weapons across the ocean. One of the missiles developed in response to that threat was the Minuteman. Joseph Brim at Minuteman Missile National Historic Site near Phillips, South Dakota, says those missiles were originally slated for the area around Boston, but there were second thoughts about putting them in such a highly populated area close to the coast.
The missiles are going to be put out in America's heartland with miles and miles between them to protect them from attack. But also, if the enemy's going to attack, they're going to attack the lesser populated, lesser commercialized areas.
There were 150 Minuteman missiles in South Dakota alone. Neighboring states of North Dakota, Montana, and Wyoming were also home to many of the weapons.
We're in the northern tier states. We're as close to the northern border of the United States as you can possibly get, in a way. And what that does is it actually allows Minuteman to penetrate deeper into the then Soviet Union because we're going over the pole.
And there was plenty of space to spread out those missiles in the northern U.S.
The missile silos and the launch control centers are a minimum of about 2.5 miles apart, and a maximum of almost 14.
Each silo had a launch control center manned by a small crew deep underground.
Upstairs, you had the facility manager. A facility manager was usually a guy who had been in the Air Force for a good long time, senior NCO. He was the adult supervision. Because the rest of the makeup of the crew there, the cook and the six security force officers, their average age is between 19 and 24.
Our story at one of those Minuteman sites continues next time as we travel the countryside. Near Phillips, South Dakota, I'm Andrew McRae.